Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all is well with you and yours. And I just want to take this opportunity, take this podium and this stage, and to thank all of you, my loyal and faithful listeners, that continue to listen and be a faithful, hallelujah, major part of this ministry. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. I thank you for allowing me into your homes. I thank you for allowing me into your work area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just want you to get close to the radio dial on today. I want you to get all of your digital gadgets. I want you to get your iPhone. I want you to get your iPad. I want you to get your tablet. I want you to get your laptop. And all of your, hallelujah, digital gadgets. And just follow me as I go and bring the divine word of truth, hallelujah, according to God's doctrine. But before we do that, we go into an opening prayer. So I'm asking those of you to bow your heads as we go down and acknowledge our Lord, our Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth. He's our soon coming Messiah. And so when we come across these airways, we want to acknowledge him. He said in his word, in all you do, acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. And I also want to send out condolences to those of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, in the last 48 hours, in the last 24 hours, in the last 8 hours, an hour ago, seconds ago. I want you to know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, that God has men and women all around this planet that are praying for you and with you, that God will bring about restoration to your soul. So just know that God loves you, and we love you as well, your church family around the planet. So as I first stated, we'll now go in to our opening prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather together in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. For we know that this earthly planet, God, is not our permanent home, God. We know that this is just a temporary housing, God. But we know that you have a mansion that has been designated, has been created, has been architected by the hands of God. And until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue to mount up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, coming as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you on today, God, to anoint these lips of clay want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you, God, and the pardon of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we'll be so mindful. We won't take no credit, God. We'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, matchless name. And let the church say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to say once again, I thank you so graciously for tuning in on today. I tell you, God is a good God. Not because of what God does, but because of who he is that makes him so wonderful. Make him so marvelous. Make him so precious in our eyes. It's because of who he is. And so now, I want to take you into a program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And our sermon on today, entitled Victory Over Temptation. You got the power. We're going to start with our first key scripture, and it reads like this. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but will also make the way of escape. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. All right, we're going to move on to our second key scripture on today. And it reads this. Blessed is the man who endured temptation. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of James 1 and 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And you know, I am always amazed when I hear reports of how the U.S. military intelligent uses satellites to detect the most minute motion of enemy ground activity around the world. But I'm further intrigued with other sophisticated technology that gives the military the capability of intercept enemy missiles before they reach their target. What is even more awesome to me is the knowledge that God has not left Christians defenseless in their struggle. We know that the word of God, which is spiritual, intelligent, provides us with ample resources to discern hostile activity in yours and mine's and our lives. And it gives us the capabilities to put up a strong defense or offense. We read in the law of Ezekiel 3, it gives an account of Ezekiel's call to consume the sweet, the word of God, verse 3, to be courageous and to pursue a challenging mission, verse 11. His victory was in carrying out the will of God as inspired by the word of God, despite resistance and public opinion. We as Christians face all kinds of struggle every day in our lives, from within and without. When we responsibly live out our faith based on the word of God, which we have consumed, we have assisted in victory in the midst of our struggle. We know that God's word will always prevail. And I would encourage you on today is when we establish a consistent regimen of talking to God and taking God at his word through daily devotion, even through study groups, preaching, and other means, then we are able to hold our ground in righteousness as well as conquer new territory for the Lord. In fact, we are more than conquerors through Christ that love you and I. That scripture reading is coming out of law of Romans 8 and 37. Hallelujah. And we know that every believer of Jesus Christ can identify with that struggle. We fight an ongoing battle with selfish and sinful desires. They rise up within us and put incredible pressure on you and I to satisfy them. They are like ravens' hunger and unquenchable thirst. First, they are small in their harmless desires, but then they grow stronger and can ultimately control you and I. That scripture reading is coming out of love, Romans 6 and 16. But to resist, we must believe what the Bible tells us about temptation's power. We must also believe that the Holy Spirit will help you and I to resist or to break free from his power. But then come the hard part. When an evil desire demands to be fed, we must say no. Perhaps again and again and again. Paul said, make no provision for the flesh. Hallelujah. We know that it's easier to resist the first evil desire than to satisfy all the ones, hallelujah, that follows. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm reminded of a mother. She had presumably 4 or 5 kids. And she was on her way to a pawnbroker where she was hoping to get a loan about $50 or $60 on a TV set. Then all of a sudden, something bizarre happened. As an armored truck filled with stacks of money drove by her, its rear door flew open, a bag dropped out. Then the woman stopped and picked up the sack. And the story goes on to say that when she counted the cash, she found it to be a total of $160,000. A battle raged within her soul. She figured that that money would pay all of her bills and provide the needs for her children. But the thing that was pertinent, that it was not hers to keep. But after the first 4 hours of struggle with her conscience, her moral conviction, the woman then summoned the police and turned in the money. A sense of doing the right thing won the victory over temptation to keep wasn't what wasn't hers. You might ask, how strong is your ethical fiber? Will it break down if you are faced with an enticing chance to do something wrong? We find out that Adam and Eve, as well as Jesus, were attacked by Satan on 3 fronts. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That scripture reading is coming out of law, 1 John 2 and 16. Our first parents, they succumbed to the serpent's solicitation in the law of Genesis 3 and 1 through 6. Jesus did not in the law of Matthew 4 and 1 through 11. I'm here to encourage you on this evening. No matter what evil is presuming and pressuring you and us, let's follow Jesus' example to do what is right. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you and some others to win. Fight manually onward. Dog passion subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. We know that in order to withstand temptation, you and I must stand with Christ. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And there was also a nurse. She was assisting a surgeon for the first time. As he was completing the operation, she told him that he used 12 sponges, but she could account for only 11. The doctor surely replied that he had removed them all from inside the patient. The nurse insisted that one was missing, but the doctor declared he would proceed with sewing up the incision. The nurse, her eyes blazing, and said, "You can't do that. Think of the patient." The doctor smiled and lifted his foot. It showed the nurse the 12th sponge, which he had deliberately dropped on the floor. "You'll do well," he said. He had been testing her. And like Daniel, three friends, they faced a different kind of test in the law of Daniel 3. But they too would not budge. They knew their refusal to worship the image might result in their death. Yet they never wavered. They proved they were true to God by standing firm. And that's what you and I ought to do today, is to stand firm on our faith, on our belief. What we know is true. What we know is right in the eyesight of God, in the eyesight of our peers, in the eyesight of our coworkers, in the eyesight of our business partner, in the eyesight of our physician, in the eyesight of our dentist, in the eyesight of our optometrist. We must stand firm on our faith. Hallelujah. And we know that the Lord, he still permits trials and temptation to enter yours and mine and our life of his children. We know that the challenge may come as an opportunity to gratify the lust of the flesh, or as a series of disheartening circumstances. Whatever form it take, we must not yield. Rather, we must stand for what is right and trust God to supply the grace we need. We read in the law of 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. I would like to ask you that are out there in my digital audience on today, are you tested and true? And I'm encouraging you to yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Hallelujah. But we know that a gem cannot be polished without friction. Nor can you and I be perfected without trials. God sent us through trials. But God promised to bring us out victoriously. Hallelujah. All of us have been so close to temptation that we've lost our perspective. Might have been involved in something small as a minor rumor that we knew shouldn't been passed along. But the urge to gossip blocked out our sense of love and good judgment. We go back again to Adam and Eve. They faced a similar problem. They became so preoccupied with one plant in their garden, paradise, that they couldn't see the forest for the trees. Just look at what it cost them. The Garden of Eden had been created especially for them. Mm-hmm. In it, they knew no evil. They knew any trials. They knew of any sickness. They knew of any death. They enjoyed the company of the Creator himself. Yet they gave it all up. Hallelujah. Everything they had. Just to eat the fruit, that one forbidden tree. Their mistakes still plague us today, in today's world. How often do we miss the whole forest of God's goodness? For the single tree of testing. We know that the moment of temptation seems to overwhelm us. The idea is so irresistible, and our twisted logic so justifiable. Think about all that Adam and Eve left behind in the garden. Just fill your mind with the truth of God's word and rely on the Holy Spirit moment by moment, guidance and strength. Then you'll experience the lasting joy of God's blessing rather than temporary pleasure. Your response to temptation will make you or break you. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your mind and impact your spirit as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions, you would want the Archbishop of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're certainly encouraged to send your correspondent to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. This program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Or you can email us, hallelujah, at Janice, at Janice, all about God. At yahoo.com. Mm-hmm. You can also go to www.janicewardministry.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion to lift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. We're going to now take you into Hymns of Zion.
You gotta wanna change. Hear this right here.
You might think that you've got it all worked out.
Yeah, about him. Just turn your ways in time, but things are right. all the stars, but I was missing my layup. My partner said me stay up, but all I do was stay up. Late at night, I'm up thinking how I can get my pay up. And when it came to God, I thought I had to work my way up. Learned about his grace, and now I can never repay him. Rescued me from darkness, took me from a heartless, lawless. Boy, you just don't know how good my God is. I met the Lord, and then he hit me since the light gang.
Even been green, but I promise you'll never have gone. Yeah.